This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Proponents are looking to pass a hate crime amendment to tribal law on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. As China Locket reports, it comes after recent legislation legalized same-sex marriage for the Oglala Lakota tribe.
Monique, or Muffy, Musso has a mission. She wants community members to show support for a tribal hate crime measure.
There should be not any embarrassment of who you are as a person and who you want to be with and who you're attracted to.
The 51-year-old has been traveling to districts on the Pine Ridge Reservation giving presentations so the Tribal Law and Order Committee can gauge local reactions. There are 9 districts on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and the Pine Ridge District just became the 4th supporting the hate crime proposal. Musso says this ordinance is critical to LGBT people's safety.
There's just been too much violence concerning closed minds about two-spirited, about lesbians, about gays, about bisexuals, about trans persons, are about queers having a place within our tribal system.
Musso says two-spirited people have had a place in Lakota culture for a long time. She says in some Native tradition, they were seen as sacred and even held leadership roles. However, Musso says that changed when European immigrants introduced Christianity. She says these hate crime amendments are a step in realigning the LGBT community with the culture.
And it is imperative that us as people get along and remember that this next law that's coming is for protections.
After the ordinance is presented to the remaining 5 districts, it will be sent to the Law and Order Committee, then voted on by the full tribal council. I'm trying to lock it.
New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland discussed health care, climate change, and a number of topics Saturday in Albuquerque with more than 200 people at a town hall. Haaland talked about the 2020 race for president during a press conference after the event. As one of 4 Native Americans in Congress, when asked what issues the Democratic candidates should focus on for tribes, Haaland says they need to hammer on the trust responsibility.
I hope that any debate that involves issues of Indian country, that the candidates truly understand what that means and how they can move that issue forward.
Haaland is backing Senator Elizabeth Warren. The endorsement has received criticism online, including from Native people, about the controversy over Warren's heritage.
I believe very strongly that she admitted, yes, she has Indian ancestry. She wasn't asking to be a member of any tribe. She didn't fill out any tribal, you know, enrollment application or anything like that. I just think that in this day and age, we need as many allies as we can possibly get.
Haaland maintains Warren is the best ally for Indian country and thinks she'll prioritize tribal issues. Candidates, including Warren, have been invited to speak directly to tribal issues at a forum planned for this month in Iowa. Haaland's town hall was held before the mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. Following the news, Haaland was among Democratic lawmakers to call for action on gun violence prevention bills. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Wheelwright Museum, established in 1937, presenting exhibitions of contemporary and iconic Native art, currently accepting art donations for its 44th annual benefit auction in August. Info at wheelwright.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.